Well, mass evacuations are underway in Ukraine after the destruction of a vast Soviet-era dam in the Russian-controlled Kherson region. Footage on social media purports to show a huge body of water surging through a break in the Kakhovka Dam wall. It's a significant development of the war, with residents of 10 villages on the Dnipro River told to gather their essential documents, turn off their appliances and leave. It's unclear who is responsible for the damage, with both sides blaming each other. Inna Sovsun is a Ukrainian politician and academic, and she joins us from Ukraine. Welcome to Drive, Inna.
Thank you for having me. Hi.
The peak of the water from the dam break is expected in, I believe, around 30-40 minutes. Do you know what the extent of the damage is to date and how many people are at risk?
Well, what we know is that about 80 different villages and towns are in danger because of this situation right now. People are being evacuated. The main damage is actually done to the villages and towns on the left side of Dnipro River, which is currently occupied by the Russian forces. So it's a bit unclear and difficult to get any information about what is happening there because, again, that territory is controlled by the Russians. And they're not providing very verifiable information. There was a statement by the mayor of Novokakhovka, which is a town where the dam is located, but he didn't have an updated information, but he claimed that the water as of right now, and we are 10:30 in the morning here in Kyiv, the water has reached central streets, and we could see the images of the water on the streets over there. And we also know that in Kherson, which is on the right side of the river, and the right side is a bit higher, so Kherson itself is not so much in danger. But even in Kherson, they switched off electricity in parts of the city which is closer to the water, apparently for safety reasons. But that has been a controlled situation so far.
Yeah, I mean, is there any idea where these people are going to go? You mentioned that there are 80 towns there. I know it's on the Russian-controlled sides, but, you know, you would imagine that some roads might be blocked as well.
Yeah, indeed. It's not easy to get to the Ukraine-controlled side because Russians have put the checkpoints everywhere, and when people were willing or ready to evacuate, it took them sometimes days to get away from there. It's a bit unclear as to how they will behave right now and whether they will allow for easy passage of people. They're making statements that they're helping to evacuate, but again, we cannot verify that in any way possible.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has convened his National Security and Defense Council. Both Ukraine and Russia, as we mentioned, are blaming each other for this breach. What is the message you're hearing in Ukraine?
Well, in Ukraine, everybody is indeed very terrified for several reasons. One, this is an environmental catastrophe. We all are aware of that. That is because this the bombing of the blowing up of the dam will have very significant and very long-term effects for the arable land in the region. People will not be able to water their farms because of that. The water to Crimea will be cut off for a very significant period of time. But what is most worrying, I would say, is that the situation with the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. Because the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant gets its water for cooling from Dnipro in around the dam. And now everybody is most concerned about how much damage will be done to Zaporizhia nuclear power plant and whether this situation will not lead to some sort of nuclear, let's call it, accident for the time being.
Yeah, well, the Ukrainian state nuclear energy company says that the dam breach, and I'll quote, may have negative consequences for the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, but the situation is under control. Do you get the sense that it is under control?
Well, it is under control as of right now, but we understand that the situation is changing literally by every minute. For the time being, there is enough water to cool off Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, but we don't know where the water will be coming from once that is over. So that is, I think that is the most immediate danger that we are seeing, apart from, the destroying of people's houses and everything. But this is the most critical point that we are closely following.
Just staying on Zaporizhia, in February, water levels, I believe, were so low that many feared a meltdown there. But the cooling systems were supplied with water from the Kharkova Reservoir that were held up for the dam. Could they get water from anywhere else?
Not really. I think technically that is not possible. Mm. So the question is whether they would be able to get the water from the same source after the dam has been blown up.
Mm-hmm. What about with respect to hydroelectric plants? What sort of damage or ongoing impact could this dam breach have on Ukraine's energy supply?
Well, hydro provides about 4-5% of Ukraine's electricity. And this dam is, of course, important, particularly now. We do have some of our nuclear power plants which have been undergoing, the refurbishment and some repair works. So hydro became more important for the time being. The fact that they basically destroyed this hydroelectric station, which was announced by the hydro company that runs them here in Ukraine, that it is completely destroyed and it cannot be fixed in any way possible. Mm. So will that lead to power shortages? Most likely no, but the situation will get more complicated than it even was before. So we probably will have to import more electricity because of that.
Just very briefly, in the 30 seconds that we've got left, Ina, I mean, this all comes a day after Kyiv's forces reportedly appeared to launch a new series of attacks on the front lines in the south and the east, fueling speculation of this long-awaited counteroffensive. Do you think it's begun?
I think it is shaping up, but it's still not clear as to where exactly it will be directed at, which I believe is part of the plan. Mm. So we will have to wait and see. Though, as we say here in Ukraine, the first rule of the counteroffensive is we don't talk about counteroffensive because talking about that will actually undermine the efficiency of it. So we just trust our command and then wait for what happens.
Ina Sovsun, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.